comrades, guess what? We've made it to Friday. Friday. Thank God it's Friday. But you know, on Freedom Frenzy, and that's where you've landed, Fridays also bring about our shift in program format just a smidgen, where I guess you could call it open mic, but that doesn't sound nearly as sexy as Frenzy Friday, where you, the listener, would go to your phones and just barrage us unmercifully by calling 1-800-313-9443 and tell us what's on your mind. Maybe take issue with us on something that's been said here on the program this long, long week. And you know, you've got almost eight hours of programming to pick over and choose out something that you like or didn't like and bring it to us. And maybe, you know, like Jenny says, give her a snide remark or something like that, because she really fastens on those things and makes them hers, don't you, dear?
Yeah, I don't know why it is, Jerry, but I genuinely love some of the hate mail that I get. I really get a genuine charge out of it, and I always tell Jerry, I'm so glad you shared this with me. It's a broad smile on my face, and I don't know. I really enjoy it, so bring it on.
Well, you know what's really interesting, and I know I'm going to, I shouldn't even say this, but I'm going to go there anyway. It's interesting that we have all these people, quite frankly, and it's not that many. Don't get me wrong. It's not that many. It's a few. But, you know, it's counterbalanced by, and way, way counterbalanced by the positive commentary, and that sounds like apple polishing, but I'm just trying to give you a real good picture here. It's interesting that we're constantly getting messages from some of the same folks that are just put out with us continuously. And that means they're still listening every day, which is good. We're still having an opportunity to talk to that thing that's squirming between their ears. And, you know, one of these days, something that we'll say will ring home, and it'll be the nugget of truth that all of a sudden will change their paradigm, and all of that grief and suffering and misery will have been worthwhile, won't it, dear?
Yeah, that's kind of the interesting thing, Jerry, is there are certain listeners, and some of them who initially, upon starting to listen to Freedom Frenzy, couldn't stand one of us. I seem to garner the most either negative or extreme positive reaction. And after a while, they kind of were won over, and they continued listening. I'll tell you, I think Neil Bortz in Atlanta is the biggest blowhard and so void of logic. I never listened to him. I listened to him once. First of all, his tone was like so loud and obnoxious. And then what I hear about he's having said or is claiming is through third parties. And so I never listened to him. I can't stand him. But it would crack me up that somebody would listen to a radio talk show host that they don't necessarily agree with, they don't necessarily like, and keep on listening. So for all of those people out there listening to us today, thanks. And by all means... keep us on our toes. Like iron sharpens iron, faithful are the wounds of a friend, and it's always good to have somebody doubting you and you know, prodding you a bit to make sure you know what you think you know.
Indeed. But you know, dear, I don't think that necessarily the angst level in the messages that you've gotten rivals the angst level in the messages that I've received.
Really?
Yeah, I think you've gotten a few more people upset. Numbers-wise, you're probably ahead of me, but the anger, hate, and discontent in the few messages of that sort that I've received is absolutely stellar. And some of it's pretty flippin' creative. You know, it would rival somebody like Edgar Allan Poe, for instance. So keep up the good work and keep listening. And tell others about us, too, particularly those that are just as creative as you are. And we'll go there. And, you know, because creative minds are normally minds that are open to new ideas. And that's what we're all about here on Freedom Frenzy. We're going to try to make you all, not single-mindedness of purpose, mind you, but we'll try to get you all on the same team. Because when this all falls apart, when the...
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
All right, somebody was paying attention because we already have a caller in the queue, but she's lonely. She's the only one. What have you got for us today, Colleen, from British Columbia?
Well, good morning, Jerry and Jenny.
Hey there.
Good morning. I keep running. I'm on an internet phone, so there's a bit of a delay. I keep running across some articles here about the Chinese being in Canada and Mexico, and I've heard a little bit about these foreign trade zones, and I'm just wondering, have you folks heard anything about this? They're talking about the Chinese are in, there's an article or a letter that was sent to Stephen Quayle, and it's on stephenquayle.com. And it's by Roman de Caesar wrote the letter, and he says that there's military in Mexico, Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada, and Laredo, Texas. So I'm just wondering if you folks have heard anything about this,
and if it's anything
to do with the foreign trade zones.
Well, I read a portion of the story that is purportedly connected with Stephen Quayle, about the 100,000 communist Chinese troops that are in a triangular area somewhere in the northern half of Mexico. And they're complete with armored units sitting there waiting on some eventuality. Now, the date on that letter, as I recall, was probably about 30 days ago. Does that seem about right, Colleen?
This one says March the 21st, 2011.
Okay, but I'm talking about the because I read this more than a week ago. The letter or that Steve Quayle put out there. It seems like to me it's the information is about a month old. Okay. Now.
Okay.
100,000 men, and if you're going to keep them sharp, they got to be doing something, which is going to certainly increase their caloric intake. They're going to go through a tremendous amount of grub, aren't they? 100,000 guys. I mean, I'd hate to cater that party.
We have a lot of grub.
Yep.
Well, we have a lot of grub in this neck of the woods.
Well, I'm talking about that 100,000 in that's simply in Mexico or purportedly. And I don't know if they're there. But where I'm going with this, Colleen, is the logistical circumstance to simply keep those people fed and watered and other creature comforts accounted for would certainly be very, very phenomenal. And it would be something that I think that we would get more than one story out of all the people come in contact with the flow of just food and water going to that group of folks, that somehow or another it wouldn't be a big secret anymore. You can't hide an army of 100,000 people. I don't know. If they're there, they're being very, very stealthy. I'm somewhat dubious.
Yeah.
But you know what? I hope they all have blue helmets when they come across.
Well, I first heard this from John Moore. John Moore's put out a documentary, and he was speaking with Lucas, who put out the documentary on Nibiru. His website is Rabbit Hole 2.
Mm-hmm.
And John Moore, and I doubted John Moore when I first heard it, because I thought, why would Canada... And I don't trust our government any more than you folks trust yours. But why would Canada let Chinese troops in, you know? And it kind of made me disbelieve what John was saying, even though what he was saying about bunkers being built in Denver, Colorado, and, you know, the elitists have been preparing for things for a long time and not telling us about them.
Well,
and when I
will
saw
tell
this
you,
the
Colleen.
Other day, it's like, well...
I grew up on a military installation. I was an Air Force brat, and the military installation that I grew up on for the most part of my life was a tactical training center, and it was also the technical training center too. And there, if you were anywhere on base, you were very, very likely to run into foreign troops because they're here going to school, learning how to work on the military hardware that America is selling or giving away to all these countries around the world. And that's part of the deal. Nobody ever talks about that. But we put them up and we feed them and we educate them and then we send them back home. And that's all part of the weapons deal that we make with these countries. And I'm not surprised
to hear
foreign
troops.
They
can go to war with them and they can use those weapons on us.
Yeah, but you know what? If they're shooting our stuff back at us, I've often wondered, you know, like some of the back doors that we're told about in the Microsoft programs, if we don't have back doors in the hardware that we've sold to them, and if they ever turn it around and use it against us, we can flick a button and it falls out of the air. Isn't that interesting?
It is very interesting.
Are you concerned? Are you concerned about the possibility that there being huge numbers of military forces somewhere in Canada?
Well, it does concern me because, to be honest with you, I have looked for many alternative Canadian news sites, and they're very few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the feeling that Canadians are even more naive than Americans because in order to find out more about what's going on, we have to listen to American stations like yours or Alex Jones, you know. So the Canadian government's very good at hiding things. And I have a couple friends in Alberta I've asked to check that out for me. So whenever I hear little things like that and it comes up two or three times from different sources, then I pay attention to it because they could be coming in through the back door. Harper's supposed to be a neo-Nazi from what I've read, and if that's true, you know, then maybe he has opened the back door for them, and somehow they're part of the New World Agenda.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me, how far away from you there in British Columbia is this bivouacked communist Chinese army supposed to be?
Lethbridge, Alberta. So Lethbridge is fairly close to Medicine Hat.
I'll be honest with you, I'm really unfamiliar with Canadian geography. If you could tell me in clicks or miles approximately how far you're away from the designated area. I where I was going with that, Colleen, is it sounds like it might be a fun thing to do to pack a lunch and head out to see if they're really there.
Well,
and you know what? If you use this weekend,
I have to go there for a spring break.
yeah. Well, I was hoping maybe we could encourage you to go this weekend, and you could call us back Monday and confirm it.
No, but I have a friend on it who has friends there, so we'll find out.
So yeah, and you know, I have seen.
I just thought I'd ask.
Okay. Well, hey, I don't know. I'm a little dubious simply because of the logistical considerations, and to be honest with you, having no corroboration for any of these particular and separate sightings, it the more of them there are, and the fact that there's no corroboration, no mess ups, or no, you know, any other people coming forward and saying, "Hey, this is kind of screwy." Or there sure is a lot of guys around here that don't talk the same way we do. It's just hard for me to get my mind wrapped around it. But if they're there, like I said, I hope they all have pretty blue helmets. Because you know what they say about those pretty blue helmets. They make wonderful targets. Do you have anything else for us, Colleen?
Well, they should all be in Japan. No, I just wanted to hear if you'd heard anything. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate you calling us. Jenny, have you heard anything along those lines? Did you understand what we were talking about?
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't really heard much.
Yeah. Well, no. That's a teaser.
My brain has been completely absorbed by commercial affidavits, and actually, before we jumped to our first caller, I was going to say that I love our audience because they're so well educated. They're always giving me an education, and so. Over the past 24 hours in snatches, I have begun the process of getting my mind around commercial affidavits and the commercial affidavit process. And I am really excited about this, Jerry. I believe I have hit on the solution to my two legal issues right now. And so I'm excited to put this into play as soon as I have a better understanding of it. So anyway, in snatches today, as I can, I would love to give out a few teasers to urge anyone who hasn't looked into this to start. If you guys want to join us, it is Frenzied Friday, 1-800-313-9443. You know, Jerry, as I was looking at mindtrek.com and this commercial liens issue, one of the things that came back to my mind is, especially in the initial stages of our doing Freedom Frenzy, we talked about how the revolution was going to come about. And some believe it comes at the point of a gun, you know, in the streets. And I held then that a revolution was possible peacefully through the court system, which, you know, of course, what? There's no justice in a court system.
My eyes have opened up about half dollar size already. Go ahead, dear.
Well, the commercial affidavit process is a pre-common law process. And I'll get into this more fully as I understand it more fully, but it is how to get justice against any sort of tyrant outside of the legal system. And because it's a pre-common law process or pre-commercial law process, if the accused...
No, wait a minute. Yeah, you know what that really sounds like? And I'm not trying to start up anything here with you, but it sounds like I could write a piece of paper, write some words on a piece of paper, and wave it at someone, and they're going to genuflect to me, and I win. That's what that just sounded like.
If the piece of paper has unrebuttable truth, you're exactly right.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to some more guys just like you. Go to the phone, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Jenny, I did want to say one more thing about the issue that Colleen brought up, that if people out there haven't heard about this before, this is just to embellish at least the story out of Mexico. Apparently, somebody that had seen this information decided they too were going to go have a look-see, and they had, and I think that they were purportedly familiar with the area described, but they made, I guess, three different attempts in three different places to get close enough to discover anything that might have been going on there. But in all three instances, the report said that they were they ran into, not necessarily communicated with, but the area seemed to be cordoned off by Mexican military. And that is an interesting nuance to the story, but, you know, it still doesn't add to anything more than the mystique. It doesn't give us any more information that we could go on into to determine for proof positive that there was somebody there in, well, the communist Chinese were there in the numbers indicated. Okay. Let's see who's in the, we got John in Tennessee. Go ahead, John.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, good morning. Jerry, you know, earlier this week, Jenny, you too, I was talking about kinetic weapons. Have you heard the latest, Jerry, of what Barack Obama and his administration are calling the action in Libya? I find it more than coincidental.
Yeah, like a kinetic...
Kinetic military operation.
Yeah.
Is that not amazing?
When I saw that, I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. It's like do 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 do.
Well, listen, girl, you need to come around because this is the real deal. Jerry, what did you think when you heard kinetic military operation?
I didn't understand the application of that adjective, John. I didn't know what he was really driving at. So I, you know, not being able to question him firsthand, I would only have been guessing. But it was kind of interesting that he would make that word choice.
Well, kinetic energy, you know, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So if it's a kinetic military operation, if what I'm saying isn't true, then it is at least an operation that was named to provoke an opposite reaction for some reason. I mean, you wouldn't, I don't know. I mean, I don't have their mind, but I'm beginning to believe that I'm able to kind of, realize that, you know, we're not in Kansas anymore. Yes, we really are on Gilligan's Island. And, you know, I mean, it's, to me, it's as plain as the nose on my face, and if you've ever seen me, you can't miss it.
Well, but since you brought this to me, John, and I've actually dwelled on it a little bit longer now, I would suggest to you that a potential description for what he might have been trying to convey is that the, what do they call themselves? Is it still the coalition? If that's what they've called themselves, if it is indeed the coalition is not apparently waging all-out war. It's going to be an equal and opposite reaction, and basically they're taking a reactionary posture and not entering into the ground war per se. Now, that might have been what he was trying to say, too. But like I said, it still is an interesting application of that word.
Well, at the very least, and Jenny may agree with me, it's doublespeak. When I was in the Air Force, when we went on an exercise, joint exercises, mind you, with forces from around the world, they were called red flag operations. You know, it wasn't a false flag, but it was a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one where we were showing off what we had, and they were showing off what they had. And it was supposedly these NATO forces that had come together. And we're teaching people now that we believe to be our friends or our allies, our tactics for fighting a war. And in my opinion, that's pretty dangerous. So anyway, I thought it was interesting. If you know who John Moore is.
Yeah, I know who John Moore is. I've listened to him off and on over the years.
Well, I was talking to him off the air earlier this morning, and I mentioned it to him, and he said, well, John, you're not the only one that believes that. He said, at this point, we don't have proof, but you're not alone. Now, for anyone that doesn't know who John Moore is, he's a former military, I guess you would call him a analyst. You know, he was in the office in Vietnam when he heard about the Tet Offensive and took it to his leader, to his superiors. And they said, John, they can't do that. And they discounted it. And we all know that the Tet Offensive happened supposedly by surprise. So, I mean, we lied to so much, we've got to look at this and understand that even when the truth comes out, it's presented in such a way that it's so outrageous that it's easily discounted. So I would offer that this kinetic military exercise was actually an admission that kinetic weapons were used, as I believe, to create the earthquake and tsunami in Japan.
Well, perhaps. But hey, I want to ask you a question, John. During your Air Force career, did you ever spend any time at Chanute?
No, I was out of Davis Monthan and Witt School in Denver at Lowry.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to have to cut away for it. We're going to have to cut away here, John. We'll talk to you later, guy. Thank you for calling, though. Folks, we're going to be right back. Hang loose.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, we're back at it again, and our next caller in the queue is Bob from Indiana. What you got? What's on your mind today, Bob?
You were talking a little earlier about, you know, our revolution, sort of, and wondering, you know, like how it could ever happen. To me, it seems like it would almost have to be like what Hitler did in Germany, where there was sort of like a national nationalist movement, where, like, for example, I think what you'd have to do is, like, right now, you know, in Washington, D.C., okay, we've got all these people that have an allegiance to Israel, and, you know, we would have to say, okay, those people... In other words, like, isn't there some sort of crime called, like, sedition or what do you call it? In other words, we'd have to sort of make that into a crime, not necessarily where we'd have to imprison people for it, but we would say they can't serve in our government as representatives of the people if they've, you know, been making trips to Israel and voting for funding for this enemy, the nation which I consider to be not a friendly nation. We wouldn't necessarily have to say that they're an enemy nation necessarily, but when we have people in Washington who are serving their interests over our interests, we should be able to say those people are not qualified or allowed people's office. I don't know why.
Well, I'm not sure that we could comfortably label simply going to Israel as sedition, Bob. If we did, we'd probably have to ostracize at least 10% of the Baptists in America, and that's a sizable number of folks. And, you know, I guess, as we've talked about here oftentimes on this program, when we begin to bandy power words, we probably ought to make sure that we're all on the same wavelength insofar as their definition is concerned. And sedition is action or things that you might say, or even plans, or assume, you know, trying to gather other people to you, creating some sort of group, if you will, in an effort to bring about insurrection against the established government. That's sedition. Now, the other side of that is, and it actually says this in the Declaration of Independence, sedition, quite frankly, is the right of the people. How else would they go about setting aside a government that they felt as though didn't safeguard or provide for their needs anymore? Their actions would have to be seditious by definition. So we have to be really, really careful when we're using those words.
I might be using the wrong word when I use that word. I was unable to come up with the word, a word. There are other similar words. I'm not sure which the correct word would be, but in other words, I mean, I think there was a time, you know, in our country where, for example, if you were, back in the Joseph McCarthy days, there were some people, I think, in the government who had connections to the communists in Russia, right? And didn't he sort of try to flush them out?
He was pointing to the level of communism in Washington D.C. But you know, he wasn't alone. There was a guy, Bob Chapman, speaks about him, and every once in a while you hear his name here on RBM. Myron Fagan, who, if you search around on the internet, you can find some MP3 files to listen to, where this guy went to great lengths to reveal the communist takeover in the entertainment industry in both New York and in Hollywood. And it cost him and his family a great deal of grief. And actually, I think they ended up financially ruined for being bold enough to stand up and say, look what's going on. Look what they're doing in the media. They're promoting socialist. And you know what my thinking on the word socialist? Ideology, and they're doing it subliminally. And most of us, at least people that listen to Republic Broadcasting Network, understand and appreciate the fact that that's still ongoing in America today. And if you sit down in a group of 100 people in the United States and you said, I believe every one of you is a bleeding, practicing communist, and here's why, and you started ticking off the things that indicated that they followed or adhered to communist ideology, you would end up convicting 98 people out of that 100 in that room. And it's largely been done because the media has been working hand, or let's put it more aptly, claw and gauntlet with the people that intend to subvert America.
But here's the thing. Those people that McCarthy and Myron Fagan were going after, the vast majority of them were Jews. And now those same Trotskyites, which they were, now they call themselves neoconservatives. And, you know, they're all very supportive of Israel. And that's why I think that in order for there to be a revolution, we would need to do what Joseph McCarthy and Myron Fagan did, only instead of saying that we want to purge people who are connected to the Soviet Union or the Communist Party, that's no longer an issue. We would instead need to say that people who are connected to Israel. I would substitute Israel for the former Soviet Union, you see.
Well, Israel is a communist country, in my estimation. I don't know if they're actually subscribing members of the Communist Internationale. But they, you know, a lot of people here in America are very much in love with that country, but they don't even have a constitution, and their actions in the global community, in my estimation, here again, are criminal. They really are. They're criminal, and they hold themselves above all the other countries that they're around, and you know, the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty. They won't sign it. And we know, in fact, or surmise very, very greatly that they have nuclear capability. I wouldn't be at all surprised if somebody here in this country didn't help them along those lines. But just singling them out, and I understand what you're trying to do here, Bob, singling them out, I don't necessarily agree with you is the absolute end-all or best thing to do. We've certainly got a panoply of problems that we have to deal with in this country, and Israel is one of them. And to make them the scapegoat for everything that goes on in the country, I think it's a little bit of a stretch. I really do.
Well, would you have considered, would you have accused McCarthy and Fagan of scapegoating for what they did?
No, I think that they were spot on, actually. McCarthy just didn't have any kind of showmanship. No, he didn't have any tact either. He could have done it in a very more palatable way, and he just failed to do that. And
you see,
because
you're pointing
of the people,
that things really haven't changed. You were saying, and I think you're right. And that's why I don't think there would be any more reason to say to you're saying what I'm doing is scapegoating. I think I'm doing the same thing that McCarthy and Fagan were doing, and so I don't understand why you would accuse me of scapegoating.
No, I didn't accuse you. There was no accusation in what I said at all, Paul. Or excuse
no,
me, Bob.
You said that it would be scapegoating to do what I'm suggesting. And I'm just curious why you would consider that scapegoating, but you don't consider what Fagan and McCarthy did as scapegoating.
Well, no, you've misinterpreted what I said. The reason that McCarthy failed in trying to make the American people aware of what was going on is he employed vitriol, and he adopted an antagonistic methodology to bring his point to bear. And I think that had he actually begun to talk about, you know, it's one thing to say, hey, this guy's a communist. It's a thing entirely different to say, look what he's doing. Look what this is. Look what they're trying to do here. This is the kind of stuff they're trying to promote in our country. These are the bills that they're trying to introduce. Karl Marx would be really proud of this. Trotsky would be really proud of this. Stalin would just adore this measure. You follow what I'm saying?
Well, I don't see how you can do what McCarthy did without any vitriol at all. I mean, you're seeming to suggest, I mean, if you're going to accuse people of treason and try to weed them out of the government, it's difficult to do that sort of in a nice way. You have to.
It's all about perception, Bob. If you come off as a wild man, a lot of people, and this is my own personal experience, quite frankly, because I tend to, Jenny says that when I get upset, she can see me begin to paw the ground like a bull, and maybe even starting to snort and smoke coming out of my nostrils.
It's pretty fantastic, too. I get a big.
And you know what? Being on this program and being forced to communicate in situations much like this one, quite frankly, Bob, have taught me that I've got to do a little bit better job of maintaining coolness, calmness, and so that I can collect my thoughts and try to sway you with logic rather than to intimidate you. Okay, and
yeah,
I think that's where these two individuals that we've talked about, I think that was their shortcoming. I really
basically
did.
Basically, their shortcoming was that they opened their mouth.
Well, and it was in the manner that they did.
How should they have done it?
I have already described that to you.
They should have talked more nicely about.
No, they should have. They should have been more demonstrative. They should have given the information out there. Like I said, just sticking labels on people and screaming and hollering about them doesn't accomplish as much as, hey, I think we got a problem here. Look at what they're doing. Look at the impact that it's having. And just to keep that barrage going, once you start raising your voice to and starting to sound like a the word was right there. What are they? An ideologue, one with no tact and no talent.
Well, how can you have a revolution without an ideology?
Well, I didn't mean it that way. And let me ask you a question. Do you think that in a similar circumstance, a man like Thomas Jefferson would have used the same tactics as McCarthy? Do you think he would have?
Yes, there was nothing at all wrong with what McCarthy did.
No, you've not answered my question. Now you're sidestepping me. If we're not going to have a conversation here.
Yes,
if we're not going to have a conversation, I'm going to move on, Bob.
Yes, I'm answering your question. Jefferson would have done the same thing that McCarthy did.
Utilizing the same tactics?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Did you think he would have?
Nope.
Everything that I've read about Jefferson would have said he would have used cool logic, and he would have been very, very tactful.
He would not have used cool logic. He would have used fine wine and an amazing dinner.
I mean, Joseph McCarthy, all he did was he pointed out the names. He spoke.
Have you ever seen any of the old videotapes of McCarthy?
Yes.
And you're telling me he was tactful?
Yes. Well, I mean, how tactful?
Come on now. Now we're reaching.
How tactful can you be, Jerry, when you're accusing people of treason and saying that they shouldn't be allowed to serve in government and such? You can't really do that with a smile and on your face and being all lovey-feely, touchy-feely. I mean, he came out and told it like it was.
I disagree. And I think that he would have been less of a target by the media, and he would have been able to do what he knew needed to be done for a longer period of time without being shot out of the saddle, because he made himself a target, and his tactics allowed the media to attack him as a wild man and not necessarily even offer to refute the things that he was saying, because they were pushed off to the side, because here we got this maniac, and you know he's acting like a maniac, and when people act like this, you can't rely on anything that they say. Okay?
He didn't act like a maniac.
You've not seen the same things that I've seen in the old videos.
Yes, I have. He didn't act like a maniac. The media claimed that he acted like a maniac.
Bob, we're not accomplishing anything here. Thank you for calling today. Let's move on. The next guy or next person in the queue is John from Michigan.
Hello.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
Good morning. People bring up the term Jew, it really should be explained where that came from. I have friends that are Jewish. The lead singer of my band's Jewish. But he's from the, and I have, I think, some Jewish blood in me through my mother. But it's the Ashkenazi Jewish blood, not the Sephardic, which is indigenous to the area of Palestine. And that Israel was pretty much developed and founded by.
So you're a non-Semite Jew, or you got non-Semitic blood in you? Is that what you're telling me?
Right. It's the Ashkenazi or Eastern Russian probably strain. Just like most of the 90% of the people that are calling themselves Jewish people are of that strain, and it's a Zionist based. Person And these people are...
Can one be a Zionist by blood?
Pardon me?
Can one be a Zionist by blood?
I'm not sure of that. I know it was an organization that was founded in Eastern or Western Europe. I was just reading here, political Zionism had just been born. This was back in the 1890s. But the Rothschilds, it goes back to the Rothschilds, and John Stadtmiller had a great expose on this whole mess.
Hey, John, we're going to have to cut away to a break. We'll pick you up and let you put a fine point on it when we come back, okay? Everybody else, hang loose. A lot more Freedom Frenzy left to go. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, Don. Put a fine point on it for us.
Okay. I was just going to refer back to the archives at Republic. John Stadtmiller shows... In 209, January, the last week in January, 26th, 28th, 29th, 30th show, and then February 2nd show, he breaks down the whole Israel history and also the Rothschild factor and how everything, to today, is pretty much just part of their influence, everything. The schools, the churches. The way that the churches worship Israel. Israel is an Ashkenazi establishment, and it's not Sephardic. There was so much going on there against the indigenous Jewish people, if that's the term that you're going to use, or Semite, and that it has to be exposed at the head of the snake, the Rothschild, and they control all of the media, the movies, Hollywood, and their agenda is still being forced down our throat. And if you go to the archives, the 209 January, the last week, as I mentioned, you will see that John really did a great job in exposing this crime family and how much they influenced the world.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Anything
you
further?
Betcha. No, I think that your gentleman called before. Well, his intentions were, I think, right, but you have to get to the root of the evil, and that's the head, the Rothschild banking cartel. And they've also been... Some of their power has been sort of taken away from them through the white WASP type of mafia that we have here in this country. But the names, the communists, socialists, fascists, they're all just names. You go back to where they all were established, and it was through the Rothschilds and their bloodline.
Well, you know, John, all the things that you threw out there, communism, capitalism, they're all economic systems. They're not systems of government. And I think it's fairly safe to say that with the collapse of the Soviet Union, we can pretty much say that it was a textbook example that communism will not survive in an environment like we have to live in here on this planet. Not successfully. It must leech off of something else, something that is successful, maybe establishing a symbiotic relationship, if you will, so that leeching can go on for as long as possible, as long as the host stays healthy. And I kind of wonder if we would have a country of Israel if the United States and the people of America weren't sending them an ocean of money each and every year to keep them propped up.
Well,
and you know,
it's their people here that were established here that are financing that, and it's the Ashkenazi mafia through it. It's so they're all connected. It's Israel, Russia, United States, and that's the triangle of finance. And you're right about that, but. People just have to become more aware of where it all started before they can even begin to try to solve it. And as far as the financial part of it goes, these people run the money, and they're frauds. And we have to go back to the system that really was exposed in the Bible, I believe, of no usury. And so,
I think it was somebody earlier this week called in, and they threw out a statistic. I didn't bother to go look at it, but I recalled the number. I think that they said that we're sending somewhere in the neighborhood of about $29,000 a year for every man, woman, and child in that country, from this country, foreign aid, however you want to qualify it, and that's really not that important. But, you know, if you look at that number... And you take into consideration what that actually represents here in this country, that's like having a full-time job that's paying you $14 an hour. That's what we're hooking those people up with out of the largesse here in America. Hey, thank you for calling, John. We'll get to you other callers here in just a moment. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back.
The next.